Will the parties in the domestic matter please come forward? Will please take appearances of counsel.
Elizabeth Rice from the Office of Attorney Ethics, Deputy State Fighter.
Mark Farthing, Jr., RFINKLE. Mark,
good afternoon. Please be seated. Ms. Rice, if you could please come to the podium.
May it please the court, Chief Justice Ravner, Associate Justices, the OAE comes before this honorable court pursuant to an order requiring Mr. John Mitchell DeMassey to show cause why he should not be disbarred or otherwise disciplined. It is the position of the OAE, as recommended by the Disciplinary Review Board, that Mr. DeMassey be suspended for 3 months for his misconduct. I know the court is knowledgeable of the facts in this record, so I will refrain from reciting them in detail.
Let me try to give guidance to both sides.
Sure.
This is a default matter, as I understand it, without a motion to vacate having been filed. And I believe the court asked for the parties to be prepared to address particularly whether the $7,500 that the client paid should or should not be part of the court's order in this matter. Please go ahead.
Sure. Would you like me to make it very brief?
Yes.
Okay. To my knowledge, the $7,500 has not been repaid to the grievant client. Of course, respondent can weigh in on that. For his violations, we recommend the three-month suspension because he has two prior reprimands, as well as taking into consideration the precedent of In re Kivler and In re Cantor here. As you stated, there's an unvacated default here. And he, in the prior two disciplinary matters, he was reprimanded for almost identical misconduct and has not shown that he has learned from his mistakes or his prior contacts with the disciplinary system. It should have given him a heightened awareness of the rules, and he did not take that opportunity to comply with the rules going forward. You will undoubtedly hear about mitigations, maybe from Mr. Garfinkel, I'm not sure. The DRB didn't have the benefit of the mitigation information. The OAE's position still remains that even with the mitigation information added to the record, that the three-month suspension is the adequate discipline here, with potentially the condition of repayment of the grievant. We would support that. Do you have any questions?
No. Thank you, Counsel. Mr. Clarkson.
Honorable Chief Justice, Honorable Court. There are not a lot of reasons I could give to illustrate that this is not a fair result, which would be the three-month suspension, and not so much because of what he did, which I understand was intended to result in a recommendation of just an admonition, but he let it go by default. He was irresponsible, and we know that there are consequences in this forum, and as there are in life, for ignoring our obligations. And he's accepting that, obviously, and he's got no choice. But he also has learned, I think, a life lesson. It's not like a come-to-Jesus moment or anything like that. It's more like the lights came on. And I think he's would like to articulate that if he's given the opportunity at this point. As far as the $7,500 goes, he made a $4,500 payment this, I think it was this past week or it was the prior week. And he has sent out a substantial number of bills to clients that he hadn't sent out and expects enough payment in the following week or 10 days to pay off the balance. And he's indicated his intent to do so.
Mr. Garfinkel, I want to interrupt you just for this reason. Only in disbarment cases do we hear from the individual attorney, so I don't want to stop you from making the presentation that you thought we might get elsewhere.
I thank you, Your Honor. I suspected that might be the case, which is why I sort of let out that I would have, expected that.
Our primary focus is on the $7,500, and you've told us, he acknowledged that debt. There was a letter that had been submitted. And he's paid $4,500. How was that payment made?
By check. It was 4,000, is 3,500 remaining.
Okay, please go ahead.
It's a character thing. We know that the default was the result of an ostrich response or a paralysis response, which is not unknown to this court in ethics cases. But I made a recommendation, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but I made a recommendation that he contact Ray Ortiz at the New Jersey Legal Lawyer's Assistance Program, and he did. And if I believe him as I do, that was transformational. And he's taking a whole new view of his practice. He's got personal counseling that he's also undergoing outside of the purview of the New Jersey LAP. But between the assistance he's getting from his therapist and from the New Jersey LAP, he really has taken a mature, insightful view. And my reason here, and I hope that this finds his favor with you, is that I think the impact of the loss of income, while it would not be unfair to impose a suspension, but I think the impact of that suspension would have more far-reaching and more serious effects than it might for another attorney. The reason he never made the payment was never his intention to not pay her back, but it was always a question of finances, it was family, it was problems he was having, all of which he admits he brought upon himself and are all part of what I would say is his personal rehabilitation. He has expressed, he said it several times, so I think it's really what he feels. He says it's when he first started receiving this therapeutic treatment that he's getting through NJLAP, says it was like having oxygen. Because all of a sudden, he was able to see and understand things that he didn't before. And it's hard to say that of a mature, accomplished attorney, but it's also refreshing to hear because it confirms my confidence in him. His character is also demonstrated not so much by his default, but by all the places where he does show up, all the civic jobs he's held, all the community service he's performed. All of these things speak to this court's primary mission to protect the public, because that's really what the Office of Attorney Ethics does, in my mind, is protect the public. And you protect the public and the practice the same way, is by getting the bad eggs out. But this isn't a bad egg. And while he's willing to acknowledge that the imposition of this 3-month suspension would be burdensome, he's not thinking it's unfair. He understands that it was something he brought about himself, and he's been struggling very hard financially and at the office, which is not doing well since the pandemic. He's been struggling very hard to not only change his behavior, but to understand it first. And I get the feeling from, and I think some of it's reflected in the letter that he wrote to me, which I forwarded to this court, that there is hope, that I don't think the public is at jeopardy in any respect. And while it would not be unfair to impose a 3-month suspension, it's not necessary. I don't think it'll ever be necessary. And it's within your power to do so. I thank you for the opportunity to be heard.
Thank you, Mr. Garfinkel. And because the court is not contemplating disbarment in this case, we will rest at that. I just have one question for the OAE, and that is, are you in a position to confirm the $4,000 payment?
No, this is the first I've heard about it.
Thank you. We'll take the matter under advisement.